Sutton resident Tom Brond withdrew today from consideration to fill the vacant Senate District E seat a day after he became Governor Bill Walker's second choice for the position. The appointment touched off criticism of Braun's history of social media posts about women, abortion, and immigration. Braun's posts to Facebook received scrutiny after Walker appointed him. They included a response to a post in 2017 where Braun said if he had the reins, quote, abortionists and all their accessories would be hunted and executed with scissors, cutting their hearts out, end quote. Another post compared women and dogs. Braun didn't respond to multiple phone calls requesting comment. Jessica Clare works for Planned Parenthood's lobbying organization in Alaska. She says Walker shouldn't have appointed Braun.
I think it's unacceptable and shocking that someone with a history of disparaging women and making violent remarks about reproductive health care providers would be nominated to fill a vacant Senate seat.
The governor's staff attempted to steer the criticism to Republicans who rejected Walker's first choice, Matt Nuska, Susitna Borough Assemblymember Randall Kowalke. Walker says multiple Senate Republicans recommended he appoint Kowalke. A new possibility to fill the seat emerged this afternoon. The Republican Party advanced retired Palmer small business owner Vicki Wallner to replace Brond as one of three nominees. Once Walker makes a new appointment to replace Mike Dunleavy, Senate Republicans will decide whether to confirm the person. The other nominees for the seat are Representative George Rauscher and teacher Todd Smolden. A Walker spokesman said that Rauscher disqualified himself by making light of an alleged violent attack on a woman. Rauscher says he wasn't making light of anything. The dispute is over a sign Rauscher posted on his door after he read about an alleged assault by former Representative Zach Fansler. The sign said Rauscher's office was a, quote, BDSM-free zone, end quote. Fansler reportedly used the initials in a text to the woman. Rauscher says the sign wasn't intended as a joke, but was a message directed at Fansler.
There was really nobody in the Capitol at all that day. I was on the door for approximately 40 minutes as a statement to the representative across the hall.
For his part, Smolden said before Brond withdrew that he could be the only one of the nominees who isn't disqualified. But late today, the governor wrote to Republican Party leadership that he was rejecting both Rauscher and Smolden and asked district Republicans to submit two additional names.